Dr. V.A. Gray, welcome to Microscopio.
Thank you.
This time, we wanted to ask you about the Congress for Pediatric Laboratory Medicine to be held in Durban, South Africa, from October the 20th to the 22nd this year. Could you please tell us about this Congress?
Yes, this is the 14th International Congress of the Pediatric Lab Medicine that will be held in Durban just prior to the World Lab. The conference is organized by the Task Force of Pediatric Lab Medicine, the group, and the chair of this task force is Dr. Michael Metz. I was the past chair and was involved in helping with the organization also. Our members hail from different parts, Singapore, Germany, Switzerland, Canada, the U.S. And as a group, we've put together what I think is a stellar program for the conference. One of the advantages of this conference is there are not many conferences that focus solely on the pediatric lab. The pediatric laboratory is a slightly different demands than a general adult laboratory. And one of the focus in this is to deal with some of the issues that we all face. So we have a symposia ranging from simple things, or not simple actually, but general thoughts from reference intervals through the ages, the different age groups. We have right up to things like looking ahead to how next generation sequencing will be influencing our plan, our workload in the pediatric laboratory. That, in a sense, is the overview of the conference, and on the website www.icplm.org.
Yeah, what are the main topics of the conference?
The main topics range from reference intervals, as I mentioned. We have different symposia, nutrition and immunology. We've got endocrinology. We have a panel discussion on critical values. We have problems that confront people, routine issues that we face in the pediatric laboratory. We also have a newborn screening would be discussed, and those are some of the topics that are being talked about in the conference.
And we see that this Congress is immediately before the ISSC World Lab Congress. This pediatric Congress is from October the 20th to the 22nd. And I wanted to ask you if participants can go to both Congresses.
Yes, participants can attend both conferences. Typically, we've had people that come to both, especially those who work in both settings. And our conferences tends to be smaller, so it allows for a lot of good networking where you meet colleagues. Over the years, since I've been involved with the pediatric laboratory group, I have made friends and colleagues from all over the world, and we communicate by email. In the past while, things like the technology, things like Zoom and GoToMeeting allows our task force to speak more frequently and make sure we plan properly for these meetings. I am really excited about the meeting, actually, because we get a lot of support from national societies to help this, financially help this meeting.
And is registration open now?
There is an additional charge for registration to this meeting, yes. The meeting is going to be held not at the International Congress Center, which is where the World Lab will be. We've got it in a nice setting, a hotel, a smaller hotel, but that suits our needs because usually our conference, as I said, is relatively small. We also have a fair number of abstracts and posters that are presented. This year, those who register for the conference will have access to a conference app, so they'll have information on the different presentations that are on here.
How can we find out about the conclusions of this conference?
The abstracts will be published, most likely online, and a little later, the abstracts and the summaries of the talks, we hope to have it published in Clinical Biochemistry. The past two congresses, the one in Berlin, which was held in 2011, and the one in held in Istanbul in 2014, those talks were published in Clinical Biochemistry in 2014 and 2011. So we anticipate the same thing will happen this time, but it wouldn't be in time for the conference, but it would be just after the conference. That would be one of the ways of getting access to the, you know, some of the talks that would be there. We also hope to put on our website for the task force some of the summaries and some of this information. If the speakers give us permission, as you know, that's always something we need to have from the speakers. So,
well, this Congress seems to be very interesting. We invite our audience to be informed about it and to attend the conference if possible. Is there any final comment you would like to make, Dr. Villiers?
We always welcome participants from all over the world. Last time in Istanbul, we had conferences. Attendees from 44 different countries. I was actually pleased to meet one of the colleagues from Argentina, but we had 44 different countries represented, and they were represented. You know, pediatric laboratory medicine is a relatively small group of people. And in most countries, the number of pediatric laboratories are not a lot. So, but what we do have is we did get one or, you know, two attendees from different countries present all the you know, at the meeting. So this was very important to us. As I said, you know, our conference deals with so many different topics that anyone attending it should be able to find something of interest in this, you know, at this meeting. We have, because as I mentioned, our topics range from, you know, reference intervals to bone metabolism, nutrition, as I said. And we also have the plenaries, which are, we invite people from all over the world to come and present. So we have, in 2 days, we have four plenary sessions. So you can imagine those are usually stellar lectures, actually. So
thank you very much, Professor V.A. Gray. It's been a pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Okay. And if there's any interest, as I said, registration is still open. Thank you.
Sure. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.